Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, finally a study that proves getting hangry is a real thing. Oprah speaks out about being accused of bribing Meghan Markle's mom for an interview, what she says they were really doing. And we try to solve the mystery behind what happened to this poor passenger's luggage.
First, a popular eye surgery to improve vision might do the opposite. In a recent clinical trial by the FDA, nearly half of people who received LASIK began experiencing eye problems they never had before. Almost one-third developed dry eyes for the first time. 3 months after having the procedure, more than 50% of patients complained of glare, halos, and double vision. The New York Times reports that two patients experienced so much discomfort, they eventually committed suicide. LASIK was performed over 700,000 times. Last year alone, the procedure uses lasers to reshape a patient's cornea so they no longer need glasses. Many ophthalmologists say the risk is low and side effects are usually temporary, but 41% of those in the FDA trial had visual problems 6 months after having LASIK. 2% said symptoms presented a lot of difficulty. Critics say the procedure should be held to a higher safety standard. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedlides. Nicole, I hear the Amazon tax has been repealed.
That's right, Richard. A big win for major businesses based in Seattle, such as Starbucks and Amazon. The city council has voted to repeal a head tax on the city's largest employers just weeks after it unanimously approved the measure. Critics argued the tax would discourage investment in the city. Millennials are very optimistic about their financial futures. 53% of them think they'll become millionaires in their lifetimes. Well, according to a new survey, which also found that on average they expect to retire at age 56, this despite having $1 trillion in student loans and other debt. AT&T won approval from a U.S. court to buy Time Warner. This was a highly anticipated antitrust ruling that could pave the path for more mergers in different sectors.
And Nicole, how do you think this deal will affect the media landscape as a whole?
Well, the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner deal won't be official until the two parties close that merger. But we could see a summer of blockbuster deals. Watch out for Disney, Comcast, and Fox.
Should be interesting. Nicole in New York, thank you.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced new federal standards for children's high chairs. The safety requirements will include a three-point restraint system and certain rearward stability mechanisms. Over the last 6 years, there have been more than 18,000 high chair-related injuries reported across the country. And Oprah Winfrey explains she wasn't trying to get an interview with Meghan Markle's mom, Doria, by bribing her with gifts. She simply invited her over to do some yoga and have some lunch.
For lunch, we had a dessert with kumquats, and she said, I love kumquats. And I said, I have a kumquat tree. You want some kumquats? So it was a basket of kumquats, people.
And finally, a raccoon captivated the internet when he started climbing up a 25-story skyscraper in Minnesota. He even stopped for a nap on the 23rd floor. Animal control set live traps on the roof, and the little guy was successfully rescued once he made it to the top. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear some unexpected caffeine products may be bad for you.
Hi, Kristen. The Food and Drug Administration is taking a strong stand on bulk and powdered caffeine products. The agency has declared concentrated caffeine illegal and has ordered retailers to remove it from shelves and websites. So far, it's been linked to two deaths, including an Ohio teenager. The FDA says just one teaspoon of powdered caffeine can deliver the equivalent of 20 or more cups of coffee and can cause fatal heartbeat irregularities. Well, if you're looking to hire the very best employees ever, look to middle-aged women with kids. According to a new study, they are some of the best workers around. The National Bureau of Economic Research found that women in their 40s and 50s are, in general, hard workers. They are excellent at juggling responsibility and are more caring. Well, it's summer break and the brain drain is real. Researchers say kids lose as much as 2 to 3 months of math and reading skills over the summer. Teachers say it takes them as much as 3 to 4 weeks at the beginning of the school year to get those kids back up to speed. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, we've got something called Mommy School at my house where my kids have to do something every day, all summer long, school related. I don't know about you.
Well, Danielle, my kids are young, but when I was a kid, my parents did the same thing. And I think it's a great idea. Totally worked. Thanks, Danielle. Welcome back. A new study says that movie critics are even less diverse than movies. Researchers at the University of Southern California found that over 77% of movie reviews last year were written by men. Over 82% of reviews were written by white critics. About 18% of movie reviews were written by critics from underrepresented ethnic groups. But those same groups make up more than 38% of the population. The researchers looked at reviews of the 100 highest grossing films posted on the review site Rotten Tomatoes. None of those 100 films were reviewed by an equal number of male and female critics, even the 36 that were considered female-driven. 24 of the year's top films featured leads of color, but more than 80% of the reviews were written by white critics. The study's authors asked, what are the ramifications of having cultural storytelling produced and evaluated largely by individuals from the same demographic group? The researchers recommend that studios and media outlets try to adopt more inclusive hiring practices. Well, rumor has it a shakeup is coming to the Today Show's lineup. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, joins us now to tell us more about this. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, the rumor mill continues to churn in a negative way for NBC's Megyn Kelly. Y'all remember that NBC lured Megyn Kelly away from Fox News Channel with a big, lucrative, high-budget talk show. Well, ever since the show debuted, the ratings haven't been great, so much so that it's bringing down the show after it, Hoda and Kathy Lee, which is a prized possession in NBC's Peacock's feathers. Well, now there is a plan, a rumored plan, that NBC will flip the two shows, putting Kathy Lee and Hoda right after the prime hours of the Today Show and moving Megyn Kelly to the final time slot of the Today Show block. Will that help? Who knows? I do know, though, that the one person that'll be happy about it is Hoda. Kristen?
Okay, well, we'll see how the change plays out. Thanks, Jason.
Gone are the good old days when a child could set up a lemonade stand outside their house and make a few extra bucks to buy the new toy they wanted. Now kids are being fined upwards of $500 for running lemonade stands without a proper permit.
But this summer, things are going to be different because Country Time is introducing Legal Aid, a crack team ready to straighten out lemonade stand-related permits and fines, making sure no kid is denied their right to a lemonade stand and all the benefits they bestow.
Kraft Heinz, the company behind Country Time Lemonade, has put aside $60,000 to cover fines received or the permit cost up to $300 per household. Parents or legal guardians can apply for a reimbursement online by uploading a photo of the fine or permit to the Legal Aid website. One in three Americans take medication that has been linked to depression. A new study found over 200 common prescription drugs carry warnings for increased risk of depression. The list includes medications that have nothing to do with mood, like drugs for high blood pressure, acid reflux, and some birth control drugs. One of these studies' authors says what we found is that, in fact, people who took three or more of the medications were three times as likely to be depressed.
Yeah, or even experience suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
And I, you know, what really got me about looking at these numbers and reviewing the study was that we've been talking a lot about depression and suicide after the deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh.
And knowing that at least Kate Spade was taking anxiety medications and just connecting the dots and thinking, you know, what is the correlation between these types of meds and suicidal thoughts or depression as a side effect? And now looking at these numbers, you kind of start looking at the connection. And doctors do say just it's important to monitor your moods. You know, monitor what's going on. When I started taking this medication, how has my mood changed? You know,
yeah.
Very interesting for sure. Okay, well, many of us have been so hungry, we get angry, also known as hangry. I am a victim of hanger,
hey.
I must admit here on the show. One doctoral student wanted to better understand hanger, so she designed experiments to make people upset. It turned out hanger depends on the situation we're in. You know, I thought this study was really funny because, you know, a bunch of people were in a room and these experiments were making people irritated on purpose.
Yeah, so they gave them an exercise on a computer and then they made the computer crash just before the exercise had finished.
And that is aggravating in itself, but when you're hungry...
Yeah, and some of them have been told to think about their emotions and some hadn't.
Yeah.
And those people that thought about their emotions got less angry.
Yeah.
So in a way, I think the conclusion of the study is really that, as it says here, that people who are less aware of their emotional states may be more likely to react mm-hmm. with anger. So it's almost, when you're feeling anger and you're hungry, you almost have to think about yourself in the third person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. So that person who you find especially irritating at the store or whatever may not be horrible. You may just need to eat.
Or they may actually be horrible and fully deserving of a shouting at, but just be aware of why you're shouting at them.
That would help. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, CrossFit training is known to be an intense exercise program, but two CrossFit athletes want to bring the benefits of fitness to those with special needs. Once a month, CrossFit enthusiasts Doug and Danny teach fitness classes at Courtney's Place, a day program for adults with developmental disabilities. And they say they've seen huge improvements in the mobility and motivation of their students.
It really is a part of my life that I wouldn't trade for anything. I mean, there's just so much genuine love that you feel when you're in here.
One, two, three. Courtney's Place!
In our second story from Fox 4 Dallas, the Mayor's Intern Fellows Program is a paid 8-week internship for teens. It has close to 400 participants every summer. And one of the first lessons that interns are learning is how to dress the part. Each teen got $20 to shop for professional attire and an additional 50% off their total purchase at Donated Goods Discount Depot. And with their new clothes, they can now focus on more important things like how to be a good employee. In our final story from Fox 32 Chicago, a team of 7 beagles patrol O'Hare International Airport, sniffing out agricultural products in people's luggage. They're known as the Beagle Brigade, and the government relies on them to prevent bugs and diseases from entering the U.S. Well, one of these dogs is Frodo. He is 98% accurate and finds between 30 and 40 items a day. And on top of being super cute, these dogs are also working hard to keep us safe. A video game platform is taking a hands-off approach to what games it allows on the service. Steam recently made headlines for pulling a game that simulated a school shooting. But company officials now say they will allow everything, and it's up to users and their parents to decide what games they play.
So that means the only time they'll take games down is if
it's
trolling. It's illegal somehow, or it's trolling.
Right.
It is difficult, though. I can sort of see their side in the sense that there are plenty of computer games out there right now that are very famous, that millions of people play, that have within them what I find deeply offensive.
Absolutely.
There are all sorts of people that you can shoot and kill in incredibly violent ways that I'm very uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
So I'd rather none of it was there, but I can't see a reason for it to not be on there but be in the mainstream. Does that make sense?
It does, but critics are saying that this company has a duty to monitor the games on there, and they need to have some moral high ground.
Well, I think all computer games could do with a little bit of moral high ground. or at least, not all of them, but you know, some horrible ones. An American Airlines passenger went to get her suitcase at the Dallas airport and found this. A suitcase that was shredded, thrown into a bin with personal items everywhere. She said no one from the airline could explain what happened.
Wild. This is such a crazy story.
It is. I think my guess would be, I think it probably got caught up in the wheels of the carousel, you know, because it looks like it's been eaten.
Like in the movies, the bag gets sucked into
sucked in somehow. No, not like the jet of an aeroplane.
Oh, different thing.
The carousel at the airport where you get your bag in the luggage carousel. That somehow, do you think, you actually thought I meant it got sucked into a jet? I mean, it looks like that could have happened.
I've never seen anything like this. There was black grease everywhere. And toothpaste everywhere. 50% of her stuff was totally gone. And what she went on record talking about, it's not the fact that it happened. It's that someone gathered all the stuff and let it go around the baggage carousel looking like that.
That is funny. And didn't say sorry straight away. Right. But within 24 hours, she got a $3,500 check for damages and a $300 travel voucher. So she did okay.
Okay.
Trash my bag if you're going to give me that.
All right, how about this story? A husband gave his wife of 25 years an ultimatum. It's either me or the dogs? Well, she chose the dogs, and the two are now divorced. So this woman grew up around animals. She ran a dog sanctuary from her home, meaning lots of dogs at the house at all times. So her husband is like, listen, babe, we gotta chill on the dog situation, because I guess she kept adding dogs, and he wanted a change of pace.
It's 25 years that I'm married. I mean, it can't have been the absolute closest marriage in the history of the world, can it?
You think they had other problems?
I think there's certainly a chance.
Right.
If you're going to choose the dogs over your husband.
Right.
You know, she's now taken in so many dogs, which is obviously a lovely, humane thing to do, that the landlord is evicting her. So she's lost her house and her husband. You've really got to like dogs.
Her dogs, though. It's time for this week's Page Six Fix with Elizabeth Wagmeister. So, Liz, what's going on with Kanye West?
Well, Kristen, Kim Kardashian threw Kanye West an intimate candlelit dinner party for his 41st birthday. The party featured a cake of the Rocky Mountains paying homage to his new album and cookies with Yeezy's face on them. Kim's sisters, Courtney and Kendall, were also in attendance, along with his muse, Teyana Taylor. Someone not having such a great week, Vince Vaughn. The 48-year-old actor was just arrested for a DUI in California. He refused to exit the vehicle after encountering police at a routine checkpoint and then was arrested for a DUI and obstruction. Vaughn was released after posting bail. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Okay, Liz, thanks for the update. For more news and gossip, watch Page Six TV weekdays. Check your local listings. Well, now we have a bittersweet story coming out of a favorite family vacation spot in North Carolina. Paige Failing from Fox 46 in Charlotte joins us now with more. Hi, Paige.
Yeah, you know, the Outer Banks in North Carolina, so popular with travelers all along the East Coast. It's got the beautiful beaches, secluded setting, most of all, for many, the wild horses that inhabit the area that have roamed free there for a reported four centuries now. But the 100-plus horses combined with four-wheel drive vehicles that are allowed to be used on the beaches can sometimes make for a dangerous combination. That was the case recently when a mare was hit and killed. But get this, local authorities there report that her stallion stayed by her body all night, even after she was covered by a tarp. A tragic accident, of course, by any count, but a very sweet moment coming out of it as well.
Yeah, a very sad situation, but it's pretty special to see the love between those two animals. Thanks, Paige.
Kelly Blue Book says the average cost of a new car is just over $35,000. This one costs $70 million. That's what the new owner of a 1963 Ferrari 250 GTO reportedly paid in a private auction. It is believed to be the most expensive car ever sold. The previous record was $52 million set by another 63 GTO in 2013. Ferrari made just 39 GTOs. Today, the others have wealthy owners like Ralph Lauren, Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, and Walmart heir Rob Walton. The sale is a step closer to the $100 million mark that experts say would put cars in the same price range as fine art for the first time. The automotive chair of the auction house Bonhams says the Ferrari 250 GTO is the motoring market's equivalent of Van Gogh's sunflowers. Experts think that the first $100 million car is just a few years away.
Pregnant mothers will do almost anything to connect to their unborn child while they're inside the womb. A mother from Calgary, who, by the way, is also a musician, invented an instrument called Woomba. Developed by Orapon, the Woomba is an electronic device that can be strapped across a pregnant woman's belly and then creates music in response to the baby's kicks and movements. Light patterns also show up on the instrument, showing the mother the location and strength of the movements. Pon said, it's also about bonding. Those that can't feel the kicks all the time, you know, they can now see it and hear it and start to be like, that's a person in there. Built-in speakers allow the parent and the unborn child to hear the music as it's made. A Chicago teacher went above and beyond to help a student who was going to miss a field trip. Helma Wardener's class was going on an overnight camping trip that included walking in the woods. One of her 10-year-old students named Maggie uses a walker to get around. School officials said it wouldn't be safe for her to go on the field trip because of the rough terrain. Well, Helma didn't want Maggie to miss out, so she bought a child carrier that would allow her to carry Maggie on her back. Helma says Maggie was so happy when she learned she could come on the trip, and her classmates cheered as well. She carried Maggie for about 2 hours each day and said if she ever got tired, Maggie would sing songs or say positive words. Maggie's mom praised Helma, saying she's truly made a difference in Maggie's life.
That is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. Some of the best-selling SUVs were crash-tested, and the results show potential danger for some passengers, plus how this 99-year-old woman is helping survivors of a deadly storm. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.